She disagrees, but I would like to offer you a solution to all our problems. I will travel with you to the reborn Titan and help save your sister, thus allowing Orbis Company to continue protecting me as well, on the condition that once you have whatever you need from my memories, you let me walk away.
Abdicating isn't that simple.
Isn't it? I've been reading up on Hollow's history and politics. Royals abdicate all the time. Why not let my brother have the throne? He clearly wants it.
I was tongue-tied. Every part of me wanted Serena to abdicate, but like a piece of Salona falling from the sky, my ass was saved by an unforeseen event. The door swung open, and Jay Prince stepped in with Liam and Ciara Noble behind him. Chloe's and Serena's mouths dropped open like seagull's beaks, and I nearly shat myself at the sight of a man I had seen suffocate in front of me. After, I shot him. Jay was less put together than he had been previously, his short black hair beginning to curl, hiding his abnormally large ears. The bone tattoo that covered his face was as striking as ever, dark black lines bringing out all the angles and curves, almost as if it had recently been touched up or retattooed. But his presence should have been impossible. He had died. I had checked his pulse. Jay Prince had been murdered by Angelo. What was going on?
Michael.
Jay Prince put his hand on my shoulder.
I had a feeling you'd be in here. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Understatement of the century. Was this a body double? A trick? How was he standing in front of me right now? Why are you here?
To see my beloved.
He gave my shoulder a squeeze and then advanced towards Serena. Liam and Ciara kept Naomi and me within arm's reach. Jay bowed deeply in front of Serena and kissed her hand.
Forgive me for taking so long to visit, my love. Duty has consumed my every waking moment. Are you well? Have you recovered from your bullet wound?
Mostly. Some soreness and dizziness when I rise too quickly.
Better than dead. I feel I must make up for my absence. I've let the romance die. I'm still working on balancing duty and pleasure. Will you accompany me on a date through Vargo?
Serena didn't glance at any of us. She was the eager girl who had wandered down to the docks alone, overruling whatever crumbs of the dutiful queen Chloe had tried to implant in her mind.
What would we do?
Something that makes us feel alive.